digital und real. Digitale Begegnung von echten Menschen mit dem echten Gott.
For today, we've got Axon Kayugi with us. And Axon and me, we met last year at the 4th Lausanne Congress in Seoul. Axon was also attending there, and we met at an Indigitus meeting. Indigitus is a global network for people doing digital ways of mission, and Axon has been connected to it for quite a time. And for me, it was first time to, in place, get connected to people from Indigitus. That was really nice. Axon, you are digital missionary with the Life Ministry in Tanzania, and you're working with CRU, Campus for Christ. For those who haven't had the opportunity yet, we already had a talk in our podcast, Digital and Real. I'm putting that also here into the chat for those who want to listen and hear a little bit more about Axon. For today, we're going to focus on what you have been doing the past month, because yes. As I already told, you are working with CRU in Tanzania, and you are going to focus on digital missions. So perhaps we get started by just hearing why you take this specific focus. Why digital missions?
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, and I'm really happy and honored to see you here. So thank you for the introduction. I do not want to repeat other things which have been already spoken, but I am from Tanzania, and directed to the question, why do I focus into the digital ministry? It is because of the opportunity which is in the digital space, the nature of people in the digital space. I will explain both the nature of people in the digital space, but also, but then comes to the personal reason, because of some the knowledge that I have in tech. So when I'm talk about like the opportunity in the digital space is like there are so many people online. We say there are many people online. You can find many people online in different social medias. We all know that you find many people in social medias. People are searching for things. And the nature of many people online, even us, we are the example that most of times when we go online, we are always searching for something. So that's a good nature, and that's the kind of a person that we want. When we meet with people, we always want to meet people who are curious. And those kind of people, most of them are found online. That's one of things. But also then comes to me now personally, when I heard about the digital ministry in Campus Crusade for Christ, my heart was like on fire. I was still a student in college, and I heard that you can serve God through technology. And I did technology in the university. I started telecommunication engineering. And so I was like, so I have got a chance to serve God using my talent. This reminds me of the story of Peter when Jesus told him, like, you become now the fisher of men. I was like, okay, I will still be engineer. Like Peter was still a fisher now, but he has changed the field. So this really motivated me to join into this sphere where I share with people in digital space. In Campus Crusade for Christ here in Tanzania, there are not so many departments, and this department I'm working in is still young and growing, but we really thank God for the impacts that we are making through the online sphere. Yeah, that's one of the Those are the ones of the motivation that pulls me into digital space. It's another world. It's the world that people, they really need Christ, and they need answers. They need the sense of belonging and community. Yeah, those are the people you find online, and those are the things that we always go online to find. That's my motivation. Bit of statistics here in Tanzania, not so many people like in other countries. Some countries, some developed countries, most of people are online. But right here in Tanzania, where not so many people are online, but we have more than 21 million people in the internet. So 21 million. So that's a very big number. And it's a number that they are there, and God can use us to reach them. Yeah, that's my motivation, God, people, and my background in education. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good to getting to know a little bit of you. So when we met last year, your church plant was just about an idea, because the idea of
Yes.
starting a digital church came from doing an evangelistic social media campaign in the last year. So what did you do? Share a little bit about it.
Okay, so I want to start sharing about Simon when it comes to this, because we met in the coffee shop of where we were indigenous people there, and everyone had like the random talk, and I found Simon, and like we were talking, and we started asking some questions each other, and I came to know that he has like a online church, and I shared with him my desire to see the online church in Tanzania. So, and that's actually, we were planning about it, but we have never been able to do it. So after some motivation, and we had a talk with you, and you shared with me some of the experiences, then I shared with the team of staff and volunteers in our digital ministry, and then we shared the vision that we want to reach to a place where there are not so many churches there. So our country is a union country of two countries. So one of the country is like, it has like 50% Christians, 50% non-Christians, but the other side of the country has like 97%. So, which is good, they are good people, and then, but they are not Christians. So we had that opportunity to share with them the gospel, and we had to dream about having an online church there, so we can help them to grow in Christ. You know, the Bible tells us always that when two or three people meet for Christ, God is within them. So that's when that was the beginning. So the vision to reach that place was the beginning of the, was the continuation of the birth of the online church. So we shared the gospel, we had the vision to reach many people. So I think while continuing, I will share with you how we did it. So we shared the gospel with them using online platforms, and 7 people prayed to receive Jesus Christ. So those 7 people are the ones we started with as an online church via our platforms. I will share the platforms later as we are proceeding on. So that was the first phase. And what we were doing actually, because they are new believers, so we were helping them grow in Christ and in community. And we helped them to show that you have brothers who love you in Christ, and they want to grow, like to help you grow more. So that's what we have been doing in the community. And then we started empowering them also that they may be able to share the gospel with others. So last few weeks, we did another campaign now, which was, the first one was try and error. This one was not more of try and error. Now when we did it, we saw more souls coming to Christ, more than 54 people prayed. And now we have like this big, we have two communities. We left that community to be one, and this one is another community. So we have two online communities. So most of inspiration was, it was my dream. It was a dream to see helping people who cannot go to church to have somewhere, sharing the gospel with people who are not rich to be able to hear about Christ. That was our motivation. And helping them grow now is when I meet you, Simon, and that's it. I'm really grateful when I share this. I really thank God for you. I cannot avoid sharing this. Yeah, that's true. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So you got kind of a focus group of the people you want to reach for your digital church. And how do you reach them? How do you focus on reaching those people?
Yeah. Wow. Then this comes the good part about digital ministry or digital church. You choose whom you want to reach. So how do we do that? First of all, we have like our mission, we have our mission priorities. We have priorities. So now how do we reach to our priorities? I'll give an example. So here in Tanzania, especially in our ministry, we have two priorities. One are the non-believers who are Muslims. So the good part about digital ministry now, for example, I was giving an example in Tanzania, we want to reach the young, but also non-believers. So one, they are young and non-believers. So what we do actually, we have the age range, which is from 18 to 45. Those are the people. So now when we are creating ads, sorry, that was a call. So when we are starting our campaign, we create ads in online using Meta. So when you get ads, you choose the preference, like which people, which kind of people do you want to reach? So we choose age, and they, you are asked like, those people are in which location? You choose the location. So most of it was in Dar es Salaam and in Zanzibar. So we choose in some of our cities. So that's the way you can do it. So in order to reach people online in a certain group, you just choose the age. When you are advertising, you choose the age of people you want. You choose the location of people you want. You choose even the gender of people you want. You choose, you can choose so many things, even the occupation sometimes of the kind of people you want. So we do that online. Yeah. So that's what I can share.
Yeah, very nice. So give us a little bit, little more insight. How does your digital church plant look like? What activities do you have? How is church life in a digital church?
Yeah, so thank you again. So it's, first of all, it's not one person. I'm not the only one who is into it. I'm not the one only one doing it. So it's a team thing. That's the first thing I can share, is that we are a team. And now this team is divided in two parts. We have like the team of people who initiate the movement, and there are those people whom we reach for the gospel. So the main purpose of our online churches is to inspire new believers to be able to share Christ. That's the, our greatest purpose. I know every church has the purpose. So some of the churches, it can be to build the community, to help one another, to get to know more about each other, and that's fine. So to us, we want to help new believers to grow. So I can say the first thing that you have to know is the purpose of your church, to have the purpose of the church and the online community. And then the second thing now is, how are you going to fulfill the purpose? Now, one of our priorities is prayer. You know, we are Christians, we always pray. Yeah, and another priority now, when we join with people, we share with them the vision. So last time, I can share about what happened last time. When we recruited, it was a team of 10 people. So when I was sharing with them before we meet, I could say, are you sure you want to join me? Yes. Will you be able to do the work? Because the task is huge. So I could share with them the vision that we want to reach so many people with the gospel and through online. And are you ready to learn? Are you ready to join me? And people were excited to join us. So we were a team of 10 people. And then the second thing we did now, after joining the team and sharing the vision, is we posted the ads. We posted the ads. Which ads did we post? We posted the ads that can initiate conversation. So we posted two videos, which they welcome a person that you can pray for them. At the end of the video, a person is asked, what can I pray for you? So people tend to reply to our inbox, to our WhatsApp and Facebook. So when a person replies, that's when we start sharing with them, like, okay, what do you want me to pray for you? And then we pray for them. And then after that, we have this method, we call it prayer, care, share. So you pray for a person, then why do you care for that person? You ask him, like, how are you? Since when I prayed for you, how are you doing? And then you share with them the love of God. So when we are sharing them with the love of God, we use this method, which it's called the four spiritual laws in Campus Crusade for Christ, where you share with God, the person that God loves you and he has a good plan for you. And then our sin separates us from God. And then we tell them, but Christ came to help us to know God. And then we ask them, will you be able to pray? Are you ready to pray to receive Christ? So that's how we share the gospel with people. And if a person prays to receive Christ, then that we have like a WhatsApp group community. That's where we welcome them. And we have like the timetable in a week on what we can do and what we do on the week. Yeah, so that's it. And I hope you are understanding me, and thank you.
Yeah, you already gave a little insight on what technology you're actually using. So let's talk
Yes.
about platforms. You already said that you are utilizing Meta ads for getting in contact with people and then offering the opportunity to join a WhatsApp community to get in personal contact with them, right?
Yes.
Are these
So,
the platforms you're working on, or are there more platforms where you are connecting?
yes, actually, these are the platforms we are working on. And the good reason is, I think we talked about it one day, like, you don't need a person to install a new app in order to know God. We don't need a person to install the new application in order to grow in Christ. We don't need another app we don't need another app to help a community if there is an app that can help people. Yeah. So why do we use Facebook, and why do we use Facebook for evangelism? It's because people in Facebook here in Tanzania are curious people. They are people who are always searching for something. So why do I share this? It's because if you want to build your church, or if you want to build your online community, the first thing you have to know is the nature of people that you are ministering to. So people that we are talking to are people who are curious. They are always asking questions. They are always wondering about something. So yeah, and now those people are on, we find them on Facebook, right here in Tanzania. It may be different in Germany. You may have another platform, and that's fine. But another reason is the number of people you want to reach. So there are some platforms, they have people who are curious, but maybe there is no big number, there is no much number of people there. So you have to go, actually we have to go where people are. That's how, that's the nature of evangelism. That's the nature of the Great Commission. Great Commission is going. So you have to choose where to go, and then you have to go to where people are. So that's why we choose Facebook for evangelism. We choose Facebook for starting conversations. And now, why do we choose WhatsApp for fellowship and the follow-up? It's because WhatsApp is community-based, it's easy to use, and also many people have it. Yeah, so many people use WhatsApp. Almost everyone who is in Facebook is also in WhatsApp. So that's how we use it. So we use it to connect with people, to talk with them, and WhatsApp has many features. Yeah, you can have a video call, a group call. You can have a poll. You can share pictures. You can share devotions. So that's why we use these two platforms. And I hope maybe you have another platform there in Germany that you're using, which is better for you, which suits you better. But these are the ones we are using, and they need help as a community.
I share that experience that you just have to choose a platform where you find the people, and then to choose a platform to connect that people are used to. So we used to work with Discord for some time, but people just didn't know how to use Discord, so it's not a help. So for some cases, we also use WhatsApp community. That's a great opportunity. So tell us a little bit on the road traveled so far. What works well? And where do you say, well, we have to improve?
Okay, so thank you again. First of all, it's good, and it's a good way of reaching people. It's a good way of growing with people. And now, what works well in the digital sphere? One is the number of reach. You can reach so many people, that works well. And another, that works well, you choose kind of people to reach. And another thing which works well is that the conversations, you can do conversations, So some of the hindrance which happened is the nature of our community now. What does not work well, one is sometimes people think that you are scam. Okay. Yes. So someone can see the ad and think, oh, this guy wants to play for me. But then they don't get the real concept, the real meaning. They think maybe Yeah, they may think you have another agenda behind and not sharing the gospel with them. That's one. Another thing is, which does not work well, is that some people do not, especially the ones who are doing the ministry, may not be able to feel that it's true.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's something that we have to work on ourselves. We have to know that those people that you are talking with are real people. So it's not like a robot. It's not like anything. Those are real people. So that's most of the things which do not work well are in our mind. Sometimes we think that, oh, when you hear that we have done conversation with 50 people, you may feel like, are these real people? But the real people, the human being, there is a story behind him. We have a saying that behind every screen, there is a person. And behind every person, there is a story that God wants to change.
Oh.
Even this time around, when we are doing evangelism online, one of the participants could say, like, was really worried, like, oh, maybe we can go and meet them. I was like, yes, we can go and meet them. But remember that this is not a lie. It's a real person. It's a person who understands. He has a story. He has a family. He has people he loves. He has priorities. So that's the battle in our mind. But another thing that does not work well is the timing. The timing, the way we talk with people, it's hard to talk with everyone. Yes. So, and it's not like the physical meeting where you can be chatting with the person, because we always send a normal text. We always send a text, so SMS. So when you are talking with the person, it's not like it will be the fluent conversation. Sometimes people may stop. It may go offline. So that's one of the problems. People tend to go offline while you're talking with them. And another challenge is that some people may not be meaning what they are deciding to do. So someone may be talking to you and at the end you come to realize that it did not mean what he was saying, because it was online. He could just answer anyhow. Yeah, so some of the challenges are like that. And some of the challenges are general challenges which happen in evangelism, whether you're doing physical or whether you're doing physical or digital evangelism. There are things which normally happen, like people saying bad words toward you. That happens online and physical. So it happens both ways. So that may happen to you if you are ready to share Christ. Not everyone will accept Christ at the same time, at the time you're sharing. Yeah, those are most of the challenges, but we know that it's not easy, but we have God who teaches us, we have mentors, we have friends, we have communities, we have the Holy Spirit who is leading us. Yeah, we have the Bible that is teaching us every day. So it's not easy, but always we are not alone. God said that he will be with us until the end of age. So yeah, we keep on pushing and we keep on celebrating. That's a part of evangelism. Maybe I can explain about the part of. Now community, what does not work well and what works well.
Yeah.
What is working well in the community is that. What works well in the community is that it's an easy community to handle, and it's a community where people, they will always be available. It's not like the physical community where you can say that I will have to wait for people to come from work. No, a person can be online and in his place. So, like in WhatsApp, people, they're always online. So that's why it's good. You can text them. You can say, hey, hello, anyone online? How are you? And people will share, hey, I'm fine. I'm doing this. That's a good thing. And another good thing, which is good in the community, is that it's less expensive to operate. Yes. And that's a good thing, because always the community has needs. So if you can be able to reach the needs, it's fine. But you don't need so much amount to meet with people online. Amount of money. So what does not work well in online community? It's the same availability. Not everyone is available at the same time. So we have the group with more than 30 disciples, new disciples. So when we do follow up, yes, we are growing now. We are growing. So when we do like the follow up meetings, sometimes like 12 people may show up, 8 people, 11. So that's what happens. Not always people will be available. That's what I can share.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting us here in Germany learn from what you are learning in Tanzania. That's just great to be connected. So last questions before we open up to some questions that perhaps George Melal has to ask to you. Looking forward, what do you hope for the next year for your church plant?
Wow. So my vision for online church is to see the online, not one community, but to see the communities online of people who can multiply, people who are ready to expand themselves and multiply into more communities. I want to see people who are working with us, these new disciples of since last year, after 1 year, to have another group from the disciples. Yes. So in this outreach that we are doing, some of the people who are involved are not the ones from the first time. Some of them are new believers. Some of them, it was their first time to do evangelism. So I want to see multiplying communities. One of the vision I want to see, communities bring out communities. In the next 5 years, actually, I want to see at least 32 communities. But in this year, I just want to see 5 communities. And we have 2 now. We have 2, but I really want to see 5 communities that they have believers who will help one another to grow in Christ. Yeah, that's my dream. And maybe we may have more people getting to know Christ in this sphere. And another vision that I have, and I see it now starting to be fulfilled, is those people we meet online, to be able to meet with them sometimes physical. So the last time we shared the gospel, we shared with the person who is like away, like 8 hours drive away from where we are. So when we shared with him, he prayed to receive Jesus Christ, and he was really happy. But now we are far, so we said, like, we'll be meeting in the group. But where are you? He said, I'm that place. And then one of our friends who's always with us in the online community was in that place. So we said, can you go and meet with him and have a talk? So they had a talk. He was well happy, and he shared with him some few things. So one of my dreams is to see everyone we meet online to be able to meet one day physical. It's not because online is not working, but to help them see and get us and experience us more, and to experience that love and fellowship even more. Yes. So that's one of my dreams, to see it happening. And I thank God that God has started giving us the sign that it is possible.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's so encouraging to hear from you how God is already moving in digital spheres and places. Thank you for sharing both what you experienced so far, what you've learned, what the challenges are, and we'll be praying together with you for the further way of the digital church plant in Tanzania.
Danke für dein Interesse. Digital und Real ist der Podcast der Region Digital von der Allianz Mission. Alle Informationen unter allianzmission.de/regiondigital.